was never in my wildest dreams going to work for an NGO. Because I used to feel NGO world is slow. It has this lingo. It is just about people perpetuating, like not really solving a case, as a problem. Because you have to, once you solve a problem, you're no longer relevant. So by that time, you see, I needed a job. So that's how I got to be interviewed at AMRE for a position and then joined them.
Wow. It's interesting that they say necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, for you, necessity you have then to be...
was the mother of these new opportunities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially going to a field. But you know, I'm also the type to take any field.
Yeah.
I don't believe I'm destined for one sector.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And so you joined AMREF as program director?
No. Mm-hmm. First I joined as outreach manager.
Outreach. 2016. Manager.
Yeah.
You joined the Kenya office?
No, the regional
office. The regional office as outreach manager.
Yeah, and then again politics happened. I don't know. Is it me that politics follows? Attract.
You attract politics because, or politics attracts you?
Because they changed they made the role redundant in 3 months or 4 months. 3 months.
Of
four
your
months.
Joining?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was some restructuring and...
So, but and they just got, make me understand, at a regional?
Yeah.
So at a regional office at AMREF, from my understanding, what would an outreach, even as we discuss the redundancy of the position, what would an outreach manager at a region? I would understand it at a country office. At a regional office, what would the outreach manager be doing? Or what were they doing then?
We had this... you know, AMREF Flying Doctors was born of, I think there were 3 or 4 doctors, white doctors, who'd get on a plane and go to various places in East Africa offering services, especially surgical services. Mm-hmm. So that's what we call outreach. Mm-hmm. So the program was just about taking doctors to remote areas and then they do the surgeries for like a week and bring them back. So it was coordinating that and just for 3 countries, 4 actually.
Kenya,
Uganda, Tanzania, and South Sudan. Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
It was 4 months. I hardly did anything in 4 months.
So it was getting oriented.
Yeah, because you're still on probation.
At least you'd gone to the 4 countries.
No, I hadn't.
You had barely gone.
No, I had. Actually, they wrote me a letter when I was in Canada for a conference.
Oh.
Yes. And I told them, is the house burning down? How can you be telling me this kind of change when I'm away? Because I was there like 3 days or 4 days. They could have waited. So I told them, okay, I'm coming to... I need to see the people who've made this decision, because you can't have advertised a position in August and in November, December, you were saying it's a redundant position.
So
they restructured and put and took everyone to the individual countries.
So it took you where?
So they brought me now to Kenya country office. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was also another long... Because you know me, I like justice. Mm-hmm. Like follow proper processes. Yeah. Right. So we had a long tussle over it. But eventually I took up the position.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I became the program director. And then they brought in 1 or 2 other programs. So it was no longer outreach. That's how it became the... Health system strengthening.
So you took the program director for the health system strengthening.
Yes.
And what did that entail?
So that entailed, first of all, it was creating. Okay, that's why I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. Because it was about now proving to them that you're giving me a broken system. Because they gave me a broken system. They had fired guys. Mm. And telling them, I'm going to show you that I can turn this around. And by the time I was leaving, I turned it around. Mm-hmm. It was about, so the health system are like 6 or 7 pillars that make the cog go around, So like the personnel, the infrastructure, commodities.
Finance,
governance, research. So we used to look for like if you find there's an issue on mothers dying somewhere,
mm-hmm.
then you approach it with that health systems lens.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a mother dying? It's not because they lacked blood.
Mm.
You keep on asking the whys. Eh? Why did they lack blood? Why wasn't there blood?
It's because probably there was no finance to...
Yeah, why wasn't there finance?
It's because probably there was no proper infrastructure to get to. You know, so those kinds
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, so you keep on asking. So yeah. Maybe from finance you'll realize our constitution, when it was promulgated, it passed the Finance Act that said all revenues from the county government go to one pot. And so they took even the hospital revenue. In fact, most counties, the revenue that is highest is from the health services.
Sure.
Yeah, instead of now the revenue from, let's say, licenses or whatever other taxes they put for people. So, but the Finance Act had a leeway to say if the county felt there's a need to ring fence money, it had that leeway, I think close 12A. So now, you started with a woman who died from pregnancy-related complication because they didn't have blood.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to now, to prevent more women from dying from that cause, you need to institute that, come up with a bill that would ring fence money spent for hospitals, because hospitals just collapsed. Because that money that they collect never comes back to them, or it comes back kidogo or whatever. So that's what now we started working on and started looking for money. As other programs are fixing this mother from dying, or as we look for another way of putting a stopgap measure here of fixing the blood issue with another project, we also start doing a policy intervention on this side. So you work across, and even you might find, okay, there was blood, but there was no ambulance. Or there was blood, but people didn't give or something.
Right.
So you look at a problem holistically. Yeah, so that's what we used to do. Yeah, and so that meant...
And your scope was Kenya for this one.
Yeah, this is Kenya.
And
so that meant also coming up with some innovative things that the NGO wasn't doing before. For example, advocacy work with First Ladies Association, Country First Ladies, because you realize there's pillow power. And pillow power is very strong. Yeah. So we started tapping into pillow power. And the thing is, that intervention will not bring money directly, but would influence how certain behaviors are done in the county government. Somehow the governors listen. The male governors.
Listen to their wives.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there were opportunities where I'd have to defend a wild idea of mine because it wasn't your in the box kind of, oh, here's a call, let's respond to this call, then let's implement, give the donor. No, this is, it was just like doing things a whole different way. And I want to appreciate my boss for allowing me that space. That's Dr. Meshack Ndirangu. For allowing me that space to be wild, because then I get creative, and I also, and I placed Amref on the map while in terms of some of those conversations placed us on very high spaces, both in the country and outside the country. But you needed a leader who could trust that whatever you're saying was, who could see the vision of what you're coming in with. So I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed my time at Amref. But then again, 4 years passed.
You did 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I became, see, for me, as long as there's still a boss who's not dying, and I'm not wishing death on any of my bosses.
Yeah, you hit the ceiling again.
Yeah, you hit another ceiling.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And I moved to Aga Khan Foundation.
All right. So we'll come back now to let's do a quick snack and then we come back and move from Aga Khan.